The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello again, and welcome to this edition of Happy Hour, where we practice practices of the heart and a whole lot more. So for today's meditation and theme, I wanted to just invite us to start practicing together, sitting, meditating, and the theme will be revealed during the guided meditation. So let's sit together. Let's settle in our chair, in our cushion, inviting yourself to be comfortable in a position that supports a sense of integrity and uprightness of the body would be helpful, but not forced. If you need to shift or move the body a little bit, maybe the arms, rolling the shoulders, moving left and back, left and right, forwards and backwards, to find the center before you settle. See if that might be helpful for you. It can help us. It can help me, I know, bring me more into my body, And embodiment is so important. So arriving, settling in this body. Feeling our feet on the earth. Feeling our hands on our lap. Or touching one another. Feeling our sit bones on the cushion. And whatever is arising right now in the heart and the mind, can we let it be? Not to be in opposition with it, but make space for it to be here. Softening, inviting the body to soften. A little more. The areas where there's tension. Inviting the breath to move through the body, the in-breath and the out-breath. In their own rhythm, not trying to force, not trying to control. In breath and the out breath. Nourishing. Can this breath, can this in breath be nourishing? Again, not demanding it to be nourishing, but considering the simplicity of this in-breath. Simply being with this in-breath, with appreciation that it's here, another in-breath. I'll spend a few minutes simply settling with the body, sensations of the body, with the breath, this one. Settling, calming, arriving. Now I want to invite us into a thought experiment or a heart experiment, really. A heart-mind experiment, if you will. And as we are staying embodied as possible, feeling the breath in the body, one breath at a time, consider what if you have taken a vow of being of benefit to yourself and others, and it's a long-term vow, it doesn't look any particular way. And it doesn't look in any particular shape. It's just to be of benefit. You know, the idea is to fake it until you become it. Imagine in this thought experiment, in this heart experiment, again, you don't have to take the vow. I'm just inviting you to imagine. Imagine, what if you had taken this vow? What if you had taken a vow to be of benefit for the sake of myself and others? Again, you don't have to take it. Just imagine you have for the next 10 minutes. It's a thought experiment. If I had taken a vow, may I be of benefit, just simply as that. May my life be of benefit. The simple ways that I live my life, the interactions, each breath, may it be of benefit in ways I cannot fathom, I cannot quite understand. I wish my life to be of benefit. I dedicate my life to be of benefit to all beings everywhere, that includes myself. Imagine for a moment you have taken that vow. Again, you don't have to take it. Just imagine you have. Hang in here with me. Imagine you've taken this vow. And see how each breath is part of this being of benefit, your life, your presence, paying attention in this moment in ways you can't explain or define or do. It's not a doing to be of benefit. It's just a being. May I be of benefit in ways I can't understand myself. As a deep wish. And maybe there have been mistakes or challenges or difficulties in your life. No matter. No matter. Maybe all of this has been preparing us to be of benefit. Making us to be of benefit. Has been of benefit. So this is not a time to go through your life and be self-judgmental. This is a practice of aspiration. Sitting with aspiration in our heart. And see how it shifts our breath, how it shifts our body, how it shifts our mind. The benevolence, the goodness in our heart. And maybe we get to see our lives in a different light. Maybe today, maybe you thought, oh, I haven't done much, I haven't accomplished much, oh, and yet, oh, I breathed, I showed up, I'm here. May this be of benefit, may this breath, may this moment be of benefit. May whatever I did today, making a cup of tea to calm and soothe my nerves, or somebody else's, have been of benefit. Again, stay close to your breath. This is simply an invitation to see how an aspiration might shift your heart mind space. Don't think about it. Simply stay with the breath, with the body, and with the aspiration, the uplift of this intention, of this vow. Be a scientist of your own heart mind. Something might open up. May my life be of benefit in ways I cannot fathom and understand. May this breath be of benefit to goodness in the world, for others and myself. I offer this moment of presence, of wholeheartedness. I put it on the altar of humanity. may it be of benefit. This breath, this moment right here, not abstract. This life, this unique life. Again, not planning, not thinking, just planting the seed. May there be goodness. May there be. A drop in the ocean of kindness, compassion, wisdom. Through this breath, through this being, connecting with this possibility, not in a planning way, as a potential, as a seed. As we turn to bring this period of sitting to a close, let yourself connect one more time with this aspiration. May my life be of benefit. May it be of service. May it be a contribution towards goodness in ways I cannot fathom and understand, in dimensions, in multidimensional ways. That I don't fully understand, and yet perhaps it opens up a possibility. From being flattened to this openness of the mystery. And appreciating ourselves for having showed up as well as we have been able to. May all beings everywhere be free, including ourselves. Thank you all. Thank you for your practice. So the theme today, the invitation today, was an aspiration. You know, in Buddhist practice, intention, wise intention is the first of the in the Eightfold Path, is to setting our intention. And the invitation today wasn't so much setting an intention, which is more active, which is I intend to be kind, I intend to. It wasn't so much that. It was a little different. It was more of a sense of, you know, I invited you to assume that you had taken a vow of benefit. It was kind of like entering into it sideways. Entering into it sideways of, oh yeah, what if I, it's like this idea of fake it until you become it. What if I have taken a vow of being of benefit through my life, even though I might judge myself, oh, you're not good enough, you're not, you're wasting time. What if just this, the way of this living my life is of benefit in ways I cannot fathom. In ways I cannot fathom. What if we connect our lives to dimensions of being of service? Can not direct acts. I'm sure we have plenty of direct acts of helping our neighbors and friends, but more in a more a way to open up this possibility of, oh, we're not living in a vacuum or in a two-dimensional space of what the two-dimensional space of judgments, where judgments often come up that we find ourselves usually short of our aspirations of who we want to be, etc. So this invitation is to see what if. Yes, of course, we can always do more, we can always grow more, we can always learn more, be kinder, be wiser. Absolutely. It doesn't mean that we stop growing through this intention. That's not the idea. It's something more subtle. What it is, what this subtlety is that I'm trying to express, and hopefully you felt into it. Words sometimes fail. But my hope was what arose in, again, in a surprising way on its own was, oh, this life, there is a dimension of sacredness, of just living my life, just being, just this breath, just showing up. There is a dimension of sacredness, a dimension of being, of living my life as a contribution to goodness, even though there might be moments of anger and you know, not quite living up to our standards, not to our living up to our intentions, but there is, but feeling into this dimension of goodness that then when we, so why do that? Why open up to this dimension of goodness? Because when we see, when we feel this dimension of goodness in our lives, then it expands. This goodness, this wholesomeness, this divinity, this sacredness, it expands when you acknowledge it, when you feel into it, when it doesn't become so transactional, right? It's not a transactional. I do good, B, therefore I'm a good person. It becomes bigger than that. And when we acknowledge, oh yeah, there's something bigger happening here and I'm a part of it. Maybe I've already taken a vow of being of benefit here. And how does that show up? And then you start to see your day. Oh, okay. Maybe those actions, maybe the way I showed up is of contribution to goodness, is of benefit. And then you seek that more. You become that more and more and more, instead of always thinking that you're not measuring up, you're being selfish, it's all for yourself, which it demeans us. So seeing this potential, this dimensionality of our lives towards goodness. And here you are, you're participating happy hours, and maybe you're listening to it later if you're listening on Audio Dharma. So there is absolutely a dimension of goodness, kindness, being of service. So that was the intention of this invitation to feel into it. And and I hope it was of benefit. I hope it was of benefit. And now I'd like to invite us to enter into small groups and explore for our own benefit. What does it mean? What does it mean to me to feel or to feel into this aspiration to be of benefit? And also I want to invite you to enter into the breakout rooms, breakthrough rooms, with an intention of benefit. What does it mean for me to enter into a breakout room with an intention of benefit? Not trying to fix others, not trying to fix myself, without an agenda. It's not so concrete, right? It's like, oh, I'm going to be of benefit. It's not like that. It's like, just my showing up, just my presence may be of benefit. And maybe it's just holding silence is the way that we are of benefit. So I'm going to set up the rooms, and in the invitation is to go in alphabetical order today, offering one nugget. What does it mean for me to have an aspiration to be of benefit? And allowing others to explore for their own benefit. And maybe it comes, when your turn comes, you say pass, or you know, see what arises. In this is an exploration. You're with good people. You're with good people. See, well, what does it mean to me? How does it shift and change my feeling about my life, about my day, about the simple actions? Does it bring another dimension into it? Explore. Something might come up in the breakout room that did not come up during the guided meditation. All right, I'm creating the rooms. Take care of each other. Take care of yourselves. And see you in about 9 minutes. We have time for comments, questions. So you can raise your Zoom hand. You can also put something in chat if I can figure out again how to open chat again with everything having moved. So, reflections. What did you discover with this practice? What was it like? Corey, please.
Oh, thank you so much, Nikki. You know, I actually experienced divine alignment with this theme, and it actually made me laugh out loud when you dropped in the theme in our meditation, because it's just aligned perfectly with what I was struggling with today. struggling over a job opportunity that is definitely in alignment with what I love and what I've trained for, but I was feeling resistant because of fear around giving up some of my freedom, my schedule, where I have a lot of time to practice, you know. But once you dropped in that inquiry, the lens through which I was looking at the opportunity changed. And I was like, of course I'm going to do this opportunity. Like it became a no-brainer. It took me out of my self-preoccupation and like fear of my losing my comfort zone and just like connect me right into that bigger purpose, which is going to be an opportunity to actually put my practice into the real world and engaging with people in ways that I love around grief. So thank you for that. It was perfect.
Oh, yay, Corey, that makes me happy to no end. Thank you so much for sharing this. I'm so glad to hear, the synchronicity, right? The serendipity what was needed to have that shift. Oh, this is makes me so happy for you. Yay. May you be of great benefit in ways that are unfathomable, aligning your intentions and your skills with this opportunity. How beautiful, Corey. And I'm loving the hearts that just went off in the group supporting you in this transition. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, that makes me happy. So happy both for you and also as you shared, because in some ways I was thinking, well, this is kind of hypothetical. I don't know, this meditation, not hypothetical. I mean, I feel it. It's part of my practice, what I'm sharing, clearly. And yet, oh, are people going to connect with it? And even if just one person connected with it and it was supportive, then that makes my day. So thank you, Corey, for saying that. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, any other reflections, questions, complaints? It's all welcome. Christine.
Thank you, Nikki. That was a great meditation for me. I was in a breakout room with two people that I'd never had been in a room with before. And it was a benefit. It was just a benefit being with someone, you know, the people that I was with, and just listening to them. And they're rather, you know, new to the practice, but it was a benefit. And when you talk about exploring, you know, what we shared back and forth, a little bit of, you know, our lives, what's going on, but it was just great. And yeah, so I just wanted to share that, you know, we have goodness in this group. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. That is lovely. Oh, that makes my heart so happy to hear also the sense of welcoming others. This feeling of, Christine, you have been part of the Sangha for a long time and welcoming others who are new, and that just the relishing of, oh yay, welcome. Great. It's right. There's just such a joy in that you're sharing, that welcoming. That is of benefit, really, truly of benefit. That's very sweet. Thank you for that. Yeah. Oh, Marco, please.
So I had shared in the group that I had been a clinical social worker for, I don't know, over 20, somewhere between 25 and 30 years. And I used to, and so in that profession, I mean, you do have this oath of doing no harm and being of service and approaching people you work with respect and with kindness and with care. But it used to be that it was almost like I had bifurcated my life. It's like, oh, I'm that person when I'm working, and I'm a different person in my off time. And I have switched professions, but I'm still in a helping profession, but it's very different. And what I have realized in this new place is that I always want to be, well, always, like as much as I can, right? It's not a perfection standard, but as much as I can to always be the same person in terms of kindness and service. And whether I'm in the line at the grocery store, or whether I'm looking at the driver next to me, or whether I'm at my, you know, paid profession, I want to be that same person in that same commitment of loving kindness to them and to me. And this has been like this incredible insight to me over the last year.
Beautiful. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing this, Margo. I love it. And a reflection comes up with this beautiful, profound sharing that you just offered the community, which I will paraphrase in my words. And here I see, you know, now three, when there are multiple aspects, but one aspect I see, as you said, you know, seeing one as, oh, this is, you know, seeing oneself as being of benefit in one's profession, as you were, and then, oh, extending, oh, this is who I want to be as a being who is kind and of benefit in my life in the grocery store. And now this is the third, the expansion of that I wanted to offer in this meditation, to even expand on that. The profound insight that you offered already is profound. And now I want to invite to expand that even further. And that is, what if I've taken this vow of not just being of benefit both during my work and my life, but also in moments that it doesn't even seem like I'm actively being of benefit. I'm not actively like letting someone go ahead of me or being gentle, but expand that, like, how do I see my life, the arc of my life, even when I'm struggling, that somehow this is of benefit, that when I'm going for a walk, oh, this is of benefit in ways I can't fathom, like really expanding that even further. That's so, I so appreciate that you share this beautiful insight you had, that I can build on that, right? These levels of really opening the doors. If anything else you'd like to share, otherwise we'll leave it at that. Yeah. Thank you, Margo. It's very profound, very helpful. Jesse, see your hand.
Yeah, thank you. This was a great practice. For me, I think what's like one of the insights that happened for me during the meditation was just the benefit of focusing on the beneficial. So, I mean, I just feel like, you know, I've been doing this Buddhism thing for over 8 years now, and right, to get rid of suffering. That's why I'm here. I'll be honest, you know, that was a very attractive idea to me. But it's like, it's the pink elephants phenomenon, right? If you say pink elephants, you start thinking about pink elephants. But here, rather than focusing on getting away from suffering, it's focusing on just pretend I've taken this vow to be of benefit. And then, you know, these natural processes of my body, like the breathing, are working towards, you know, like in alignment with that intention. And that just really came clearly to me during the actual guided meditation. And it was a joyous moment. So thank you for sharing this practice.
Oh, thank you, Jesse. What a joyous moment that you just shared what arose for you and brought it into the space. Thank you. How joyous. Wow. And I'm just loving hearing, and I want to echo back what you shared about this alignment that just happened in the body and with the breath, with, oh, this intention. What if I have taken this vow? And wow, something shifts. Something can shift. Something can happen. Oh, and what a joy that it did. Yay. Yay. The end of suffering. Yeah. The end of suffering, freedom, is attractive. It's beautiful to orient our lives towards. So, thank you. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you, everyone who shared. Thank you to all those who showed up to practice and all those who will be listening later. May our lives be of benefit in ways we can't quite see and fathom. May our actions of mind, heart, body, speech, may every breath, maybe every breath we take, be an offering, a drop in the ocean of goodness in ways we can't fathom. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Ding, ding, ding. Thank you all. What a delight. What a joy to be with you. I am going to invite you all to unmute yourselves. How do we do this? Here we go. No. Oh my God, this is all these things keep moving. All right, I'm gonna get there. Hold on one sec. Here we go. Participant. Oh yeah, they're here. Ask all to unmute. There we are. Thank you all. Take good care.
Thanks,
Nikki.
Good night,
Thank you, Nikki.
everybody.
Thank you, Nikki. Thanks,
Thank
everyone.
you.
Love you,
everyone.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, indeed.
You made the love.
Ah,
Hi, Audrey.
yeah. Take care. Be
Thanks.
well.
Much
All right,
love.
thanks, everyone.
Much love. Take care. Bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.